Time for I've Been Thinking. Cindy, would you like to start?
I would indeed. My I've Been Thinking is about things that I wish I'd said. You know how you can be in a meeting or just in a conversation or even if you're having an argument or something, you know, and you leave it or, you know, a meeting, you leave it and you're in the car and you're going, oh, I wish I'd said that, or, oh, I wish I'd said that, or, oh, why didn't I think of that at the time? And so two of the very best things that I've heard recently that I wish I've said, I just wanted to share with the listeners. And the first and earliest one is from an American poet, author, journalist called Dorothy Parker. So I don't know if you're old enough to have heard of Dorothy Parker.
Heard of?
You love her. So she died in the 60s, but she was a really well-known wit. And she sat next to Coolidge at a dinner party once, and he never really spoke at all. And when she was told he had died, she turned to the person bearing the news and said, oh, how did they tell? Which I thought was hysterical. And then my modern example is Elizabeth Warren, who recently was in the CNN forum on LGBT debate, right? And the question to her from the chair of the campaign was, how would she react if someone said to her, I'm old-fashioned and my faith teaches me that marriage is between one man and one woman? Didn't bat an eyelid. She replied, well, I'm going to assume it's a guy who said that, and I'm going to say then, just marry one woman. I'm cool with that. Assuming you can find one, yeah. Which I just thought, well, wow, Elizabeth Warren, come on down.
The quick quip, say.
And yeah. Some people would want her to be the next president of the United States.
Yes. I'd be saying quite a lot of people might.
Yes.
Salwyn Manning, I've been thinking.
Yeah, it's about live livestock exports. Now, another ship has docked today at Napier and is expected to ship up to 5,000 livestock offshore. And this is obviously a big issue that's been going on for quite a while. There's that lobby group SAFE, and it's challenging the Minister, Damien O'Connor, to step in and stop these live exports once and for all. Now, remember that at the moment where it is there's a ban on exports of livestock, that's cattle, etc., etc., sheep, overseas if they're going to be slaughtered. But the government itself admits that there's no way of really telling what these ones supposedly under the breeding purposes is going to have. Now, this ship, there's so little information, Wallace, on this particular issue. The Napier port, for example, simply states that the name of the ship that docked today, its cargo is livestock. It arrived from the sea. Its destination is the sea. And the agent is Quadrant Pacific. Apart from that, nothing is really known too much about it. Australia has a big lobby group around this and is getting really good traction on this. Where are we? I say ban them all together. Forget moratoriums, forget reviews, just go through it.
The panel this afternoon, Cindy Michener, Salwyn Manning.